Let's get caught up.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, sirs and ma'ams, instructors, students, parents of ATA Martial Arts, all of ATA Nation out there. Welcome to episode number 40 of the ATA Nation Podcast. I am thrilled to have you. My name is Senior Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host here on the podcast. We have been doing a series here in January on fitness, all about fitness, and I was going to bring to you this week an episode about nutrition, but it was my fault. I got a little behind and I did not get my interview scheduled as soon as I was supposed to. Didn't reach out, didn't get everything taken care of. So we're going to put it off till next week. I sent a message out to the insiders, those guys who are the most dedicated followers. If you would like to join the insiders, you need to text me 260-250-3975. I sent a text to them and I was like, hey guys, what do you think? I need some help. Do I run a solo show with some upcoming events, some things like that going on? Or do we just skip an episode this week? And you loyal insiders, you guys are amazing. You all said solo show because, you know, you love the podcast. I greatly appreciate that. This is episode number 40. 40 episodes. Can you believe it? And let me pull up the stats right now. All-time downloads. We are over 14,000 downloads right now. If you are tuning in, we've had a bunch of new listeners joining us because you found the podcast from the Facebook page. If you have not gone back to some of the past episodes, you totally should do that. Let me tell you, in the last 90 days, our number one episode, I mean, of course, the interview with Mrs. Kaminsky, that one was fantastic, episode 37. Really great. Now, all time, number one is our first episode, but that's just because it's the first one people go to. Number two is episode number two. And then number three is the episode with Mrs. Kaminsky. That's the third most downloaded episode. I think it's making a huge difference, being on the Facebook page. So if you guys aren't, if you're just tuning in, make sure you go back and check out some of those old episodes. I'm a big fan of episode number six, which is with Master Aaron Lee about being Grandmaster Sun Ho's son. That one was really fun. I also really enjoyed the episode number five. Episode number five was with Chief Master Langren Lee, and we talked about some neat workouts, some neat things you can do with your feet, some neat training tips for strengthening your feet. That one was really neat. I really enjoyed that one as well. All kinds of great episodes in here. Make sure you check out the back catalog, I should say, and see what's going on. So, ladies and gentlemen, I thought today we would do some upcoming events and see what's going on in ATA Nation.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
As you probably have seen, it is full swing tournaments everywhere all the time, which is awesome. But don't forget about your training, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a legacy student, there's some great opportunities out there to do some virtual training. I, this last weekend with some of my legacy students, was able to do the Combat Bongmongi Curriculum Seminar with Chief Master Nominee Kaminsky. That was some excellent training. We had a lot of fun doing that with some of my legacy students at the school, doing it virtually, getting to go through all of the training. Again, I had done that one in person, but I loved just getting to refresh the material. This weekend, I also got to train with Chief Master Raimundi with the Gumdo program. I am hopefully, if all goes well, this coming weekend, I will test for my yellow belt. So I will be no longer a white belt in the Gumdo program. I was working my form, working my one steps in there, making sure I get my cuts. I'm just getting that sword to just sound the right way. I'm still working on it. Virtual training, though, February the 5th, there's two different virtual trainings. These, of course, you have to be a legacy student. There's some other requirements. You can check those out with your instructor. But if you're a legacy facilitator, that's most of our certified instructors out there. There's a recertification for the Legacy Facilitator Program on February 5th. And then the Colored Belt Jongbong Curriculum. Black belts out there, instructors out there. You definitely want to check that out if you haven't. I'm teaching the new Colored Belt Jongbong form at my school with my basic and advanced students right now. I'm pretty excited about that. So that's some great training. There's an athlete development seminar coming up in Murraysville, Pennsylvania at Grandmaster Cruiser's tournament out there March 20th. So definitely check that out as well. And some others, I think, heading on the schedule soon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we also have on here this weekend, the 29th, I see two different tournaments, Bloomington, Illinois with Senior Master Coffrin and his wife. They have an awesome event going on there. I know he's got a great training for school owners and instructors before, I think, the tournament. Maybe it's after. I can't remember exactly. But Senior Master Coffrin's tournament in Bloomington. And then looks like a tournament in Nebraska as well. So definitely, if you're on the roads this weekend, be safe and enjoy the tournaments out there. Let's see. February 5th in Kentucky. There's a tournament down there in Kentucky, a Class B, a Class A, the 4th and 5th of February as well in Texas. That's going to be with Senior Master Hornbuckle. So that is February the 5th. The 12th, man, there are tournaments everywhere the 12th. Looks like we've got one in Louisiana, I believe. One in Fort Wayne. If you are February the 12th coming to Fort Wayne, you'll be able to see me there. And then looks like one in Georgia as well on February the 12th. February 19th. Oh, I thought 12th was busy. Man, February 19th. Holy jamoles. We got tournaments everywhere. Let's see. We've got South Carolina. There's one in California. One in Orlando, Florida. Oh, that's Master Isaac's tournament. He's got a big event planned down there in Florida, I know. He's excited about that. It's a good time to go to Florida, February. It's pretty chilly here. And then New Jersey as well. So it looks like the East Coast is the place to be in February the 19th. And, the 26th of February looks like, Colorado and California are both having tournaments as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out the upcoming events on the schedule at atamartialarts.com. Lots of great tournaments coming up in February. Lots of great tournaments. And March as well. You can check those out. We won't hit those right now because, you know, we got some planning to do to get ready for March still. I don't want to rush things. But speaking of rushing things, if you haven't checked got your room for nationals, spring nationals, you might want to do that. I heard today that the block of rooms that were for ATA, I think were all done, all booked, but they actually extended the price for a little bit longer. So you'll want to check that out. It is April 13th is the first day of the training and stuff there, all the way through, of course, April the 16th for competition. Out in Las Vegas, Nevada. I need to book my room right away because I'm going to go out and do some training. Masters, if you are listening to this, I know Chief Master Skiles had mentioned that if you're going to Nationals, come do the training. Come do the mastership training. Even if it's not your 2022 mastership class, just come out and join the training there. On that Wednesday is that mastership training. The combat sparring curriculum is going to be taught that day. And then the mid-range jongbong color belt weapons curriculum as well. That night, there's going to be the traditional gumdo testing. We'll see. Maybe I'll get to test again then. I got to get my yellow belt and then train hard for that then too. Thursday, color belt weapons curriculum, single and double bong mongi. This is the first time it's going to be introduced. I am kind of stoked about that one. That's one of the main reasons I'm going to go to Nationals, is just to learn the single and double bong mongi color belt curriculum. If I could split myself in half, I'd send my other half to the experience program. This is the teaching of creative and extreme martial arts. Brand new program by Masters Turner and Sawalzi. Been working hard on that. Really exciting. That's going to be a long day, 8 to 1 on Thursday, but I think it's going to be an awesome event. Maybe I'll clone myself, get in on that then too. Black belt weapons forms training in that day. The single and double songjibong training for colored belts. Team USA training if you are one of those awesome Team USA athletes. Yes, I can. Teaching students with special abilities. I've heard great things about that seminar, and that's going to be back again. And the Vision Tour workout with presiding Grandmaster nominee M.K. Lee. You will not want to miss that if you are in Las Vegas. Then, Friday morning, testing. Competition starts, team sparring, team stuff, creative extreme. Saturday, we get the rest of the training. It's going to be an awesome weekend in Las Vegas. That is a holiday weekend, so you're going to want to make sure you check the calendar for that. That's going to be Easter weekend, so make sure you are aware of that. I also heard from a little birdie today that people are already booking their rooms for World Championships, July 11th through the 17th in Phoenix, Arizona. So don't get behind on that. When I heard that today, I was like, man, I got to get that taken care of. I haven't even started thinking about Worlds yet, but it's going to be here before you know it. Got to be training hard. Speaking of, this is out of our upcoming events section, but you know what? Let's do this.
Listener feedback.
So I had one of our insiders text me when I was asking about doing the solo show today and wanted to know thought maybe if I had some ideas on workouts, some tips, some things you guys might want. And I had two things I wanted to mention. One in regards to last week's episode about resting and recovering. And they mentioned that it was a little hard maybe to take some tips from that if you don't have that specific piece of equipment, the Morpheus wristband, heart rate monitor thing. And you know what? You're right. I didn't think of that. And it's important to make sure that we have some actionable tips. So number one thing, and most people, this is something they need to really work on, is getting adequate sleep. Okay. Trying to get 8 hours of sleep of night. I know that could be really tough depending on what season of life you're in. One of the number one ways you can help improve the sleep that you get is get that cell phone out of your bedroom. Or at the very least, make sure it is not near your bed. That's a tough thing to do. Right? Everybody's like, well, but it's my alarm. They make these things called alarm clocks. You can get one. They work. That works. Okay. So that's a number one thing you can do. A lot of people, especially you younger people. So when you get a little older, we like to, like, if I get sleep, I'm happy to go to sleep. Like, let me read my book. Let me go to sleep. That's what I want to do. younger people, you got that phone, you're checking it all the time, you're texting people until 1-2 o'clock in the morning, you're not getting the sleep you need to recover effectively and be able to be the kind of martial arts athlete that you are aiming to be. You're going to hurt yourself in the goals that you want to reach because you're not getting the appropriate amount of sleep to get that real recovery for those muscles, for your body, for your brain as well. Number two, let me give you a training tip. So I stumbled upon this today. Now, you will have to talk to your instructor if you don't have access, which most of us don't, but atamartialarts.com, school owners, licensees have a special section on there. And I found this in here, and I don't know if I'd seen it before. If I had seen it before, I totally forgot about it. But I went into the training resources because I wanted to check out the combat sparring videos. I was reviewing my color belt Gumdo, or excuse me, my color belt Jongbon curriculum. And I found in there, if you go to in the training resources under forms and curriculum, let me go. It's popping up here. Now, one, the new black belt forms papers are on there. And if you haven't checked those, you want to check those out. But I scrolled down here and I saw this rank advancement training guides. I'm not sure I remember these having been a thing or not. I don't know if I just forgot about them, but there are, let's see, 9 weeks of guides, kind of a step-by-step plan on helping you get ready for your next testing. All right. So I pulled one up here real quick. This is week one of preparations for your rank advancement training. Starts with some cardio, 10-minute walk, run, or jog. You know, whatever you need to do. Then some review. It says demonstrate Songam 2 form and the Songam Jongbong form once each direction. Then it's got some conditioning. So you're reviewing, you're just remembering some old stuff. You got your Songam 2 form, work on that, do it each direction. Your conditioning has some squats, some reverse lunges, some push-ups, some leg lifts. There's even a video here for you to check out. Then it's got some suggestions on your forms. You're going to work your form. It says perform your traditional form once in each direction. Only demonstrate the stances. You should focus on ending in the same place you start. So do your form once each direction, demonstrating, just doing, going through the stances. And then it gives you a task. Record the last repetition of your form and send it to your instructor. Request that they score you on your base. So that's the base, the stances, on a scale of 1 and 2, 1 being below average, 2 being above average. So it's giving you a very specific thing to work on. Then it's got weapons. Focus on the proper grip, proper strikes, and angles of the weapon. It gives you a drill, some work to do, and some tasks to do then as well. Goes into sparring. It says focus on closing distance to deliver attack and creating space to use your back leg as well as your front leg. It gives you a drill. Number one, side kick, continuous round kick. Number two, axe kick, or number one, side kick, continuous round kick. Number two, round kick. It gives you some tasks. So this says perform each combination above, so the ones that they just gave, on both sides of your body 10 times. And then it says you can do them in the air individually, do them on a heavy bag, a wave master, on a target, do them with a partner who has got a hand pad. And then complete 3 1-minute rounds on a heavy bag or with a partner. Do not rest for more than 30 seconds between rounds. What kind of great tips are these here? These are fantastic. And then it's got board breaking. Focus on quality of the technique and flow of the setup. And then it's got some suggestions on what you're going to do with those different techniques. And then there's just a little glossary there. And they have this for 9 weeks before you test. So if you want a great workout plan, that's going to help you with your martial arts. Get ready for our next testing. Talk to your instructor and see if they can get you a copy of this breakdown of Rank Advancement Training Guide. It's a special licensee section online, but they can get that for you and print those out. So that's just a quick little tip, a little suggestion maybe for you as we get ready to wrap up episode number 40. I'm excited that you are here listening. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to grab your phone. You're probably listening right now on your phone because that's where most people listen to podcasts. Maybe not. But I need you to text me 260-251-3975. And I need you to tell me what you would like to hear on the podcast in the month of February. I'm thinking about doing a series on legacy, on becoming an instructor, on how we set our goals to become an instructor, what we might need to do if we want to, you know, take our martial arts instruction to the next level. That's what I'm thinking about, but I want your opinions. I want your thoughts on there. So send me that text. Let me know. And until next week, when we're going to talk a little bit about nutrition, make sure you guys are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
So there's a lot of new people listening because I think it's this Facebook thing where we got on the Facebook page and it comes out all the time on there. And if you guys haven't heard the secret part, this is a thing we do every week. Yeah, it's pretty cool, the secret part. I appreciate to all you insiders who sent me those texts saying the solo show was good to go because I just wasn't sure. And I love you guys' feedback. I really appreciate it. So take care. We'll see you guys next week.